weekly conversations in Atoya. The weekly conversations in Atoya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last questions before typing another question. If you would like to listen to Maitreya's previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Groups section. Salam and welcome to everyone.
Religious Groups section. Salam and welcome to everyone.
Shalom and welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's Conversation Room. We hope this outlet, this room, the Padtalk, our outreach from this channel will attract more and more people, and also the people who come to this room and hear them understand that God has indeed finished His revelation by this time. God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light that it was good. And this time is when the light has go back to God, many of them. Many small lights as human beings are called to return home. And the last 12,000 years is a history and a lesson for humanity, and God clearly said that this time many people will be awakened to the higher level of understanding what these 12,000 years has been, and why creation has been created, and what is the goal of the life. We are the messengers of this revelation to humanity, and we are the ones that we have to make them to see the straight path, the straight way out of this chaos they have been in. Therefore, we have great responsibility to reach out and spread this mission. But the purpose of this room is to go to our website, come to our room, All Religions Unified, during the week, learn about our teachings as much as we could, and then come to this room and discuss this new revelation and see why this revelation is being prophesied to come, and it's so important to come for humanity. Because this is the only revelation that shows the unity of all religions and why no religion is the final religion until the seventh revelation comes. And now this seventh revelation has been revealed to humanity, and now man can know what is the will of God. The will of God is to follow the eternal divine path. It is the seven path that has been revealed to humanity as different religions, and each of them have a specific message for humanity, And then we see the whole picture. We see indeed there is no separation between religions, but they are all one, and they show a path, a way, and therefore we don't have to fight with each other. We all have to learn to follow a certain divine path and create the communities of light, and therefore bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, or kingdom of God to humanity, and accelerate human progress to go back home. For the way is shown how to bring the kingdom, how to go away from the destructive force that is gripping the humanity and earth in a greater degree, and not only there is these destructive tendencies, but we have the ability to destroy the whole human race and the whole earth altogether. Every human wants to stop this madness. This is the way. The way is to come together, understand there is a God, and there is only one God. There is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. And all have this God within us. We cannot separate one from another because we are all His children. We have to realize this and start being kind and bring the oneness to ourselves and stop any preaching, any teaching, any destructive tendencies that is in human lower nature and pull them up to their higher nature and realization that destructive tendencies eventually will engulf those who have those tendencies, and they have always had war for the last 12,000 years, at least for 6,000 years, and if they do not stop and follow God's will, which has been revealed through this mission and through this revelation, they will destroy themselves. No. There is no human war which will be the last war, and therefore their salvation is to come and see that only way out is the word of God that promised will come at this time. Therefore our work is great, and we have to reach to any way we possibly could to educate humanity to see their way out of this mess they have made. And of course, human lower nature and ego is great and huge and very and power of Maya and the culture and belief and the dogmas that they follow will not let them go of what they know. To come and say, we have been following this teaching for thousands of years. How come suddenly someone come and say, no, it's not good anymore? Well, that has been all through history. Humanity always been following different beliefs and visions, and then a greater revelation come from God, and those who have been following their tradition, their ancestors, their beliefs, realize this is much better than what they had. And eventually they give up their understanding and their religion and their culture for a greater revelation from God. And that is what we are calling for humanity to do. And it's not easy, because everybody is culture really oriented to love what they have. And now, of course, they have to grow up. Anytime there is a growing up to do, there is a growing pain. And we have to accept that, but at the end, there is going to be the light. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. At the end of the tunnel, when you reach the light, all will worth it. Therefore, humanity is called again to forgo their understanding, forgo their religion, forgo their culture, forgo what they know to a new understanding. And never in the history of humanity the opportunity has been given that the person who originally brought a revelation would be able to come and talk to the whole earth. And they can bring their questions and come here and discuss it and to see which one has a greater truth. And that's what this room is for, is for you to go and study and learn our teachings and then come and have questions about what this teaching is all about. If you have any problem with any part of this revelation, bring it in and let us discuss God's work in a greater degree so we all become proficient on understanding these teachings, which is amazingly perfect, and each part fits to another part just like a puzzle, and when you put all the puzzle together you have a tapestry of perfection, and that perfection is where God wants us to go. We have the ability to become perfect as the Father in heaven. I know many humans don't believe that. They believe they are made in the lower nature. They are here to eat, drink, make children and die. But that is all related to the lower nature of man. The man have come and been created to go to higher level or higher nature and become gods, become the children of God. Many religions have forgotten that and pushed man as low as possible to such a way that some people, when we are telling them they are the children of God or they can become God, they can't believe it, say, no, God is God and we are little creatures created by God. We do not have the ability. And therefore, they do not know their rights. They don't know that they indeed have great rights, and the rights should be preserved and believed in. If humanity, each individual, believe that they have the right of freedom, that the individual in the society and community mix the society and community, and actually they have the right, not the dictators or those who have bound them by creating an environment that individual doesn't even believe they have a right. They think that it is their leaders who have the right, but who gave their leaders rights? Individuals gave them right. And therefore, we can see that by understanding this, they can free themselves from the bondage that they are in. So he is the healing power of this mission and realization for man to pull themselves out of believing they are nothing. They are nobody or they are created as small individuals. No. You are a part of God. God and you have the same essence, and you are here to create an environment that everybody progresses toward God in an accelerated way. And the way is the coming of light, realizing that all religions of the world is been sent by one God, and then you put all of them together, you see the whole picture. Therefore, come here and discuss this thing with us in a good manner, with the intelligence and the ability to discuss without getting emotional or letting your belief and understanding get in the way. If you can come and discuss articulately and nicely, then we can prove to you that God indeed has this revelation and now it's sent to humanity, and now you can see your religion and your belief is a part of a great revelation. When you see that, you no longer will have one religion, but the whole truth of God. And that will free you from any bondage, and eventually will the percentage of humanity see this truth, their critical point will reach and humanity come together as brothers and sisters. They no longer will have all these destructive tendencies that now live in Earth. Again, this room is to go to our website and study our teachings and come to this room. And if you have any questions about anything about our teachings, you are welcome to raise your hand and ask your question or type them in the text and we answer your questions. The base of the teaching is the revelation of the seven seals and unity of all religions of war in the world. And the way is education. The way is creation of communities of light. Coming engaged in God's work. We cannot believe that we can do things. So okay, let's see. Therefore, this call is for you to come and get involved with the mission. And it's not a weekly gathering together like a church and then leaving and then coming for 2 hours and doing the week doing nothing about it. Yeah. So, of course, that's what Ajo.com means. That's fine. But that, when it's come a point that we're convinced that this is indeed a revelation from God, the next step is to truly come involved. Start doing something. Doesn't matter how small it is. Teach class. Reach out to your family, your friends, to your neighborhood, to your city, to your country, to your continent, the whole earth. Depends upon your capacity and ability. Because belief without action, of course, is not going to grow very fast, and it might even die. But with acting and getting involved with it, our progress surely will be accelerated. And of course, if you have any doubts that indeed it is the last revelation of God, that is another story. You should search. You have to go and study your teaching in a deeper level and ask questions, knock, and then eventually come to the conclusion indeed it is, or come to the conclusion it is not. You have the choice, you have the free will to make that final decision. For some people see the teaching once and they understand, yes indeed, that makes sense. Because we have a question from Sipas. He's asking, is the Mayan a force coming from God so that we all make the real effort of the to conquer or to overcome that Mayan and to become to be divine? I see. Okay, I suppose by Mayan you mean Maya, not the Mayan culture in South America. So what you are saying is the Maya a force coming from God so that we all make the real efforts to conquer or to overcome that Maya and become divine? Yes, indeed. If you study our teachings, you understand that Maya is the power of the Tamaguna, is the codifying force in the universe that eventually finished the feeling of I know, I do, and I have done for ego. And when ego evolved, of course, the unit consciousness became self-centered, and he separated himself from the essence that he was. So he thought he is God, he is separated, he is not one with God, and therefore the external world becomes the reality of it. External world is not our natural state of being. Our natural state of being is being one with God, being one with our essence. And therefore, the unit consciousness lost its connection to its own essence, and the external world became the reality to them, to him, or her, or it. And that's really what Maya is. Maya means the separation from God. The illusion, actually, of separation from God. Because we are not really separated from God ever. We're always connected to God, even when we don't feel we're connected. God is with us, because how can he not be? We and him are one already. So Maya is at that illusion or delusion that humanity has of being separated from God. So really, it hasn't been really created, but it is something that is in the essence of creation, in the essence of being separated from God from the beginning when there are chaos. In the Bible, in the beginning, God doesn't say God created the chaos. God said there was a chaos. Apparently, he didn't want the chaos to be there. And Maya is that illusion of separation that brings that chaos. Why do we have so many wars and destruction and unhappiness on earth? Because we are all in delusion of separation from God. Therefore, we don't see that when we shoot somebody in the war and kill them, actually, it is a part of us. Actually, we try to sterilize and since, you know, make the war not look as ugly as possible. We try not to let the very, you know, very bad part of the war to seep into the consciousness of human by not really reporting exactly what it happens, but those who do make the war usually change. No longer are regular humans because they become dehumanized. And those who are sensitive, they do not want to do it anymore. Those who are not sensitive, they become sadistic or people that they cannot stop killing and become missionaries and people who are, you know, absolutely, you know, lose their human part. Actually, probably it's not a bad idea to let the whole humanity see exactly what war is. Show them exactly how destructive and appalling it is. And it's just making it look glorified and to humanity. But that is the reason is for separation from God. We do not know that we cannot kill one another. As God said, thou shall not murder, thou shall not kill. Of course, God said a lot of things. He said also, don't have any God beside me. And there's still a lot of people have God beside me. Beside him, do not do adultery. They're not a good adultery. So, apparently, human doesn't want to listen to God. You can see that human tendency is not to listen to God. We have to listen to God now. We have to decide in our life, each of us, that yes, I am going to follow the word of God. And then you see how free you become, how effective you become. Because that's why we don't follow those things, you know. We think we are doing okay. Because if you start following them, you know, a lot of people become unhappy about that because you are not doing the thing they do. And they tell you, well, how come? Are you having any fun in your life? But not going against God's words. It sounds like if God's words doesn't have any fun if you follow God's words. But that's what God says. You have to follow God's word and then see the effect of it in your life, and then you see you're freer, you're stronger, you're more powerful to preach the word of God. That's the truth. There's a truth in going against the word of God separates you from God more and more. Following His word and becoming it, it gets you closer to Him more and more. And you don't need anything else or anybody else. At the end time, at the time of death, you cannot take your family, your position, your friends, anything with you. The only place you might be able to go is to God. So being attached to anything else that you cannot take with you or be with, it's not intelligent thing to do. But at the time of the death, when you leave your body, if you have followed God's word and become pure, you go pure consciousness, then you're going to be with God. So being attached to anything else in this earth but God is equal with being in delusion, being in Maya. And Maya, of course, is very powerful. You can see right now in this few sentences how powerful Maya is. That even those who believe they are godly and they want God, still they're attached to their parents, they're attached to their wives, their husbands, their children, their possessions. And they stop being attached to God completely. But this is the time for humanity to learn this lesson. Nothing is permanent in this world but the essence, God. Why you want to be attached to something which is not permanent and not being attached to something which is permanent? And that permanency is the only way for salvation. Create an environment that more people should become attached to the permanency is the comings of light. In your meditation, you face your attachments. Meditate on your attachments. That's what our meditation process is. We don't say, forget about everything. We say, actually, meditate on your desire, on your attachment, on your wants. Go through with them. I'm attached to my talents. I can't just overcome and go to God. Okay, it's the time for me to leave my body. Am I going to take my parents with me? I'm not saying don't be rude or not respect them. You have to respect them. And therefore, by seeing that you are not going to take any of that with you, and you're going to face God only at the end, then you see that God is number one. No? So you overcome any attachment in this world. And then he said, meditation is a process of overcoming. Meditation is to facing yourself squarely. And that is the scariest thing to do. To face yourself squarely. And you can see right there, Maya, that I want the luck, but God doesn't give it to me. That's the goal of the life. The goal of the life is to have things. But does God have said that? that the goal of the life is to have a lot of material things and wants and desires. And of course, I'm sure he is very sincere that that is the goal of the life. And if it's not, of course, it's not only you, boo-boo, that want this. Everybody, every individual wants to have a lot of things, but they're not receiving it. And they feel or they blame God for it. Actually, God made the resources limited on earth, so human eventually realize that they're not going to receive everything they want. Not all the material thing will be fulfilled. Actually, those who do not have much think about God more than those who have much. Why do you want to become rich and have so much? If Christ said it's harder for a rich man to go to God than a camel go through the eye of a needle. This is, you see, this is how Maya works. We believe that what we want or we desire is the truth. But God absolutely says a different thing. You have to share, you have to come together, create the comings of light. Not longing for me and my desire to be fulfilled, but longing to create an environment that everybody accelerate their progress in a greater degree. This message, of course, is going to become very hard for humanity to see and give up what they want, but replace that with the will of God. And the will of God is absolutely clear. You have to be chosen. You have to be meditating for many lifetimes. You have to really progress to a point that you say, yes, I don't want this material thing. I want God. And that essence become the goal for you and in your life. Do not say material things are bad, but they should not become your God. You don't see your family are bad, but they should not become your God. You don't see your husband, your children are bad, but they should not become your God. The hierarchy for the beings is God first, your spiritual teacher who takes you to God second, your parents third, and your spouse fourth. It's the fourth being in your life that you have to accept as the hierarchy of being that you relate to. It's all in our teaching, and though it's explained clearly, besides these four people, even your children are not yours. When they are grown up, they're going to fly away from the nest and go have their own ways. The way we can see that Maya indeed is powerful, is very strong, and indeed you're right. Maya is a way eventually humanity reach a point and say, I'm not satisfied no matter what I do. You know, as I explained many times, you have one car, you want a two car. You have two cars, you want a Rolls Royce. You have a Rolls Royce, some people even want 70, 85 Rolls Royces. I don't know why they need that many Rolls Royces. You have one or two, that's enough. Then you want an airplane, you want a yacht, you want an island. Was Onassis happy? He had the biggest shipping fleet in the world. But he had to marry, you know, Kennedy's wife. Because he wanted also to be famous. He was famous as she was. So, see, you're never going to be happy. No matter how much you have. And therefore, being rich, having all those material things is not going to make you happy. Actually, I have seen the happiest people in a small village, and he didn't even have any teeth. one or two of them had left in his mouth, and he was laughing just absolutely with no care in the whole world. And you go and see people, they are yuppies and they make a lot of money and everything, but they're not happy. They drink, they smoke, they're not happy people. What happened? I thought, you know, became a yuppie, you should be happy. You're not. So human, everything for human is upside down. And Maya, as you said, it is done. But that yuppie or the person now that thing is not happy, eventually one day realizes, this is not giving me happiness. Happiness is within you. Nothing externally will make you happy. Nothing. Not whatsoever. So, eventually Maya will lead you to this realization, and God, and you overcome longing for something which is not within you, and is out there. We have a question from Braindead. I hope that is not really true. But does living in object poverty make you happy? No, indeed not. That is absolutely a part of our teaching, that your physiological and safety need is important. That's why we teach the communes of light. In the communes of light, there are six couples with live together as a unit in the communes of light, and the whole idea is of sharing and create an environment that everybody have their physiological and safety need is being taken care of. Those are two basic needs of humanity. And if you do not have those basic needs are taken care of, you will not be able to even meditate. Therefore, those two basic needs in our teaching are paramount for every man, woman, and child to be provided. It's not only not being poor, but also being safe. If you don't have anything to eat, for a long time you die for something to drink. If you do not have a safe environment, then the unsafe environment doesn't let you sit and meditate and realize God. Therefore, physiological and safety needs are considered in the mission, and that can be provided much easier in the communities of light. And in the communities of light, everybody will have enough to eat and enough time to sleep, and when we bring the peace on earth, the security will indeed increase, and people will not be afraid. And also politicians and the people that they use fear to take rights of the individual away from them will not be able to do that, because there is no fear. No. And because there is no fear, the power and the rights of the individual will be returned to them, because they are not afraid of anything. Now, if I can make you so fearful that you are willing to give all your rights to me, so you will be safe, then after a while, I'm having all your rights is going to become my right, and your right is not going to be there. So this is one of the things that eventually, hopefully, will happen to Earth when the peace comes. So this teaching and this revelation have considered all levels. It brings the unity and healing to humanity, and unity and bring peace and prosperity to every man and woman and child, and will free them from all the bondages that ego, Maya, dogmas, fears, insecurity have created on earth. Therefore, indeed, we do consider physiological and safety needs in this mission, and you are correct, they are important. when you say don't be attached to the external world and what it offers, it doesn't mean, you know, completely drop everything and go to the mountain and forget about this society. Indeed, that is not our teaching at all. Our teaching is to stay in the society, become a productive part of it. Actually, we encourage everybody in the mission to have a job, to have an income, to have the ability to support themselves, you know, physically and from the security point of the view. So we are not preaching here to become poor, not at all. But also do not be attached to the external world, the things that they offer in the world. Well, apparently, Dragonfly has his own ideas about how Christ will return and he heals people, and therefore it has to happen now. Each revelation and revealer of God's revelation will be different, and they will do different things. Christ and what he did, of course, exaggerated in many places in the Bible, and he had healing power, he was a healer, but he healed individuals, he healed the whole earth. Our revelation and teaching is the healing power for the whole humanity. And we teach how to heal yourself. Of course, he lived when he was around 30 to 33 or 33 to 36. And in that age, of course, your eyes don't need glasses. A lot of people don't need glasses. And I bet if he was 60 years old, he would have used glasses if they had them. Of course, they even probably didn't even have glasses then to wear. And if you knew our teachings, you wouldn't even ask this question, because we have explained people who bring revelation to humanity, they are regular men who have the Spirit of God on them, and they're prophesied to come, and when they come, they will reveal to God, to humanity, that revelation. And probably you're going with the teaching of Paul, that he exaggerated the situation of Christ, and you never ever will see that Christ that Christians are waiting for come, because it's not based on the Word of God. It is not based on how God has been working and sending the prophets and bringing his revelation to man. Therefore, it is not our teaching, it's not my glasses, it is not what we teach is incorrect, but your perception and understanding of how God works is faulty. And therefore you are judging with the information which is incorrect. And therefore you have to meditate on this thing and realize the teaching that has been given through this mission, and see that indeed all the prophets, including Christ, was a man. That's why when somebody asked him, you know, and told him that, good rabbi, he said, I'm not good, only God is good. And of course, when the Spirit of God was upon him, he said, there is no one goes to the Father but through me. Therefore, he and the Father were one. But he is the Son of God and the Son of Man. So, he is both divine as the mouthpiece of God, and one with God, and there is no one goes to the Father but through him and his words. In the other times, he is just as human as any other man, and that he even is not good anymore. Therefore, we have to understand this teaching, this realization, and correct your understanding, and don't listen to Paul or Acts. Well, they have a lot of truth in them, but there is also a lot of untruth. Thing has been revealed to humanity through Paul, and don't follow Paul, follow the Messiah, the true messenger of God, which came to the lost tribe of Israel. So, correct your understanding with this revelation. This is the part of this revelation, is to correct misunderstanding that has been on earth for last 2,000 years or more. So, in order to correct your perception, you have to understand our teaching and see that indeed not only I will wear glasses, I will get old and eventually leave this body, but I shall return, as Christ said, this is not the end of the mission. I leave, I shall return until this mission is established. Therefore, I am not trying to be disrespectful. This man claimed to be the Messiah. Don't you think that is quite a claim? Yes, indeed, it is quite a claim. Just like somebody come and want to have a job in a company, and he says, I have a doctorate degree in whatever that job requirement, I'm the best in the world. And the company will tell him, man, let us see your resume. Are you backing up your claim with your resume? See if you are indeed the best. Yeah, he's been teaching in the universities, he's inventing many things, and he has a degree as a reputable university. He proves to them, yes, indeed, he is the best. What that company has to do? They have to hire him, because that's what they were looking for. Now, you have to do the same thing. Somebody comes and claim that they have the last revelation of God to humanity. It is a big claim. I'm not saying it's a small claim at all. It is a huge claim. And there are many people, Dragonfly waits for your answer. Your question has been answered before. Keep posting. That's not going to create a good flow here. So, go see the resume. Okay, if there are a lot of people are claiming they are to be Christ. And they are in the coming, the second coming or whatever. You have to ask them, what kind of prophecies have they fulfilled? Is their word is the word of God? There are a lot of people coming and saying that, indeed, you know, they have the revelation of God and they are Christ. But we didn't say that. It was a gentleman in England who took and all over the world and say, my prayer is Christ. I even didn't give all the names that I have received to myself. Fulfilling the prophecy that many will come in his name and call themselves whatever they want. So, you have to discern and study and teach teaching. See, this is the word of God. This is what God said is going to happen. At the end time, there is going to be a revelation that will reveal the seventh seal, and the book sealed with the seventh seal, and when that revelation comes, the mystery of God will be finished. So don't rely on your understanding, don't rely on religion, don't rely on your culture, rely on the word of God. And the word of God is very clear. And this mission and these teachings and what it claims is based on the word of God and the fulfillment of those prophecies and the revelation that humanity has been waiting for. If my glasses take you away from the word of God, then your understanding of God is very shallow. You have to bring yourself in a greater degree and go beyond the appearances. If you know want the truth of God, then search, knock, understand, and realize, then you will have a good grip of the reality of this mission. So don't judge with the appearances and the small little things, but you know it's not going to happen, I promise you, and we will see at the end who is the truthful one. This is the truth. This is based on the word of God, it's based on the prophecies and the scriptures, and therefore our resume is backing up 100%, and no matter what humanity does, what humanity do not agree, accept with this teaching, eventually it will reveal to be the only truth, the only way for humanity to follow and reach their salvation. These are all great claims, big claims. No, I am the way, the truth. No one goes to the Father but through me. And that is big claim. Christ said it. Prophet Muhammad said it. Bob said it. All the great prophets of God came and said the same thing. You cannot go to God but through these revelation and teachings. And that's exactly what we claim here. But I did not call myself Christ. There was other people who called my true Christ and even didn't know them. It's all in our website. It's all been given to humanity to strengthen their faith and understanding of the Word of God. And this is the Word of God. This is the plan of God for humanity. But of course, people, they have their religion and understanding and they're following their culture and they do not want to see the truth. Therefore, a glass will become an obstacle in their path to realizing God. And that is really, really sad, but that is the truth. And I am not the one who will bring you to this mission. It is God who will bring you to the mission or will take you away by making glasses so important. Then beyond the glass is the Spirit of God. And those who cannot see it, of course, will not follow the Word of God and will not see the truth of it. So it is your choice again. It's your understanding of the Word of God and realizing what you follow and what you think you know is what you have been taught. That is not what God said. God said that, Abram, I'll choose you. And I will have a Messiah, a prophet come through your son Isaac, and he came as Christ. Also he told Abram, I will have a Messiah, a prophet come through your son, and that was Ishmael. So God had already, in the very beginning, in the Bible, is promising Abraham there's going to be two prophets, two revealer come to humanity. If that's the truth, then how can Christ be the only way? Because God said he's going to send two prophets, two messiahs. And he did. He said Christ as that person from Isaac and Prophet Muhammad from Ishmael. Right there. The whole teaching of Christianity had to be expanded. Had to follow the Word of God. Then at the end in the Revelation, he said there's going to be seven revelations which will come to humanity and will bring seven truths together. There we go. The rest of the religions, you know, right there it says Jews are not the chosen people alone, but those that they follow eternal divine paths. Christian cannot have the only way. Muslim are not the last prophet or last word. And Baha'i's teaching is not based on the Word of God. So when you follow the first five steps, then you become an elect. You become a chosen person. See, this is the Word of God. But with Christians and Jews and Hindus and Buddhists and Muslim and all listen to it and see so clearly it is the Word of God. He said, that's the way I'm going to do it. Or come here and say, well, all this truth I'm going to ignore because you have a glasses on. It's amazing that rejecting the Word of God because of appearances of our own perception. But that's okay. You don't know. You don't know about all this truth. You have been born probably in a culture that taught, you know, Christ is going to come from the sky and said, kingdom be, and it will be. It never has happened, and it never will. Nobody come from the sky as the physical sky. A sky means heaven. A sky means pure consciousness. A sky means the higher state of being. So you have to read our teaching. Understand the scripture, the Word of God. The more you do that, the more understand your teaching, the more you realize that what you have been taught is not correct, is not the best in the Word of God. And you will stop following Paul you start following Christ, you start following Moses, you start following Abraham, you start following the great prophets, Muhammad, Bob, you expand yourself from there. A small understanding of one religion that is full of dogmas and been influenced with the Roman teaching and pagan religions before it, and reach a point that it no longer have the word of the original revealer. When you see that, then you say, okay, what was the original revealer's message? You see, it is sacrifice. He put an example of himself. He sacrificed himself for his ideal and the truth. Therefore, my glasses become so small compared with the revelation and the word of God, you even don't see them. They're not there. Doesn't matter, because you see their spirit behind. This is God. His physical body probably needs glasses, but God doesn't, because He's a spirit. Therefore, maybe God put glasses in my picture so see who is the true seeker and who will fall by their own perceptions. So, God is amazing. God works in mysterious ways. So we have to realize these are the word of God. And if we realize that, then we overcome our own understanding and wishful thinking and realize that's how God does it. All the prophets of God will come from a woman. They will be born as a child. They grow up as a regular human. They're a little different. They're more perceptive. They're more meditative, probably. But eventually they reach a point in their life, they realize they have a mission. God will reveal it to them very clearly. And there is no prophet that who has not been prophesied to come. If a person is claiming to be a prophet, if a person claims to be Christ, if they have not fulfilled the prophecies, if they do not bring the word of God, they are false. If I am not doing those things, I am false. But it is proven over and over again, what we say is based on the word of God. The prophecies that fulfilled in this nation is all the prophecies before it. There have never been a prophet that fulfilled so many prophecies. Of course, the genealogy has been also proven that it goes all the way to King David and Abram and Adam. Of course, everybody goes to Adam, but to Abram and King David. And therefore, it is again another indication for everybody to see this is the truth. So it's not something that an egoistical person sat someday and put them together. Actually, it's impossible. You put all this revelation and truth that have come to remission together by a good brain or good mind. It has to be from the Spirit of God. If you understand this truth, then you would be amazed how much truth has come to humanity through this mission, and there you have no choice but claim indeed this is from God. And this is the last revelation. You have to come and join and help and be one with it, and forget about my glasses. But see the truth. These are the truths of this mission and reality. And God indeed is with us, and His Spirit have returned to earth. And He always does His work the way He has done it through this mission. There is no other way. I can bet that there's not going to be anyone who come from the sky and bring the kingdom and say be and will be. If that was the truth, why do we need the tribulation? Why do we need two humans to go through tribulation and eventually realize they have no choice but to follow God? Go ahead, Lou. Yes, Lou, your sound didn't come through. I guess best is to type your question on the text. You wait for your text to come through. Again, we encourage you to go to our website and see the truth that have come to humanity. Of course, humanity is not ready for it yet, for sure. They have their own ideas, they have their religion, dogmas, and misunderstanding. In every religion on earth, there is not one that doesn't have it. The only one that doesn't really have it is our teachings that has purified all the dogmas from the previous teachings and religions and brought the essence of God's words on earth to humanity. And we can encourage you to search, to not to go and study our teaching in a greater degree in our website. It's just free for everybody to see and read and understand and become familiar with them. If you still did not receive all the truth, then you can come here and discuss it with us or me. You can discuss it with us during the week in the room called All Religions Are Unified. If you are not satisfied there, come here. I am available every Saturday for an hour and a half to everybody. And you can come and ask the questions, and in an intelligent way, we can discuss things and see who is the truthful one. Lou is asking, though, Tablet 9 in Universe and Man, verse 13 to 15, please explain the last two states. Yes, it would be great if somebody can read that part to us, so we all can know what the verses are. Okay, Shireen, go ahead and read that part for us.
This is on page 326, verses 13, 14, and 15. Another point is that although the universe or its worlds are divided into seven levels, in the spiritual hierarchy in the kingdom of heaven, there are two more states. In the sixth and seventh stages, a man becomes a son of God. But before man was created, there were two beings in this state. So the eighth state is the state of the first begotten son, and the ninth state is the state of the Father.
Very good. Okay. Usually if you study the Parish philosophy, Hinduism or Buddhism, especially Hinduism, they speak about the seven states of consciousness or chakras, and they believe when you reach the seventh state, you reach God, and you, like a drop of water, fall into the ocean of grace of God, and you become one. Therefore, you lose your identity and become a part of God. But if you study the Judeo-Christian, Islamic, and Baha'i teaching, you see they are talking about the Messiah, upcoming of the Son of God, and the importance of the Messiah in the teaching and realization. Although Hinduism also have revealers and prophets as Krishna and Brahma and Shiva and all that, but the emphasis is mostly on awakening your spiritual forces and becoming one with God. Emphasis is not on the Messiah itself, although they have a little beautiful story about them, but the whole idea is you know self, and the self and God, or Atman and Atman, are one. They are the same thing. So you can see there is two plans going on at the same time. There's Hinduism and the mystical path, and the Judeo-Christian, Islamic, Baha'i teaching, which emphasizes the Messiah and coming of the Prophet and the prophecies and all that. That is why Hinduism only has 7 levels, but beyond that 7 levels, there has been 2 more levels that they do not acknowledge or consider, and that was the 8th level, which is Bible clearly says God saw the chaos and the spirit moved into the chaos, and that the spirit of God went through the chaos, as it's explained though, and realized the eternal divine path. He realized that the reason those lost souls have been created chaos and darkness is because they don't know themselves, and they think they are completely separated from God, and that illusion of separation brings the darkness in the soul, and people fall into the affection of the external world, and they think this is the truth, and they do not go to God. Therefore, the first step became awakening of the spiritual forces, which later on came as the mystical path on earth. So that is the first step. Then he realized that, you know, in order to create an environment that it accelerates the process in creation of community and bringing those who are interested in spirituality together as the communities, and therefore the second step became the creation of the communities of light. Of course, he realizes that communities of light will not be created until every individual in the community realizes that it's not all about me, it's all about the community, bringing the Spirit of God into the community and bringing the law of God into communities. And therefore, the person has to sacrifice. And that was the, of course, the third seal, the Christianity. And then, of course, later on he realized surrender and submission is important in order to let the Spirit of God to come through, and that is Islam, and later universalism, which is the Baha'i teaching, and now you become an elect and eventually reach God. And when the Spirit of God returned to God, God saw the light, and that he saw that it was good. And therefore, the first begotten Son, or the Spirit of God, which came to the world and went through the suffering, as the Christ symbolizes it, is created in that state. So not only man have to reach the 7 state of being or chakras and overcoming them and becoming one with the Spirit and become a Son of God, also they have to recognize that the Word of God will not come to humanity just for those who forcefully want to go to God. Actually, according to our teaching, God said, if you want to come to me forcefully and not following the eternal divine path, I will screw you out of my mouth. I will not let you come in. You have to go back and engage in the eternal divine path and bring the kingdom of God on earth and probably in the universe eventually, and accelerate the progress of everybody behind you to me, and then probably eventually I'll let you in. So we can see that the Hinduism and Buddhism and those who just want to go to God just by meditation is also incorrect in assuming they can make it. And God said, no, you won't. I will send you back to the suffering of the world as the Christ itself had to go through. Therefore, the Son of God, or the first begotten Son, is the 8th level, which has to be accepted also as a part of the plan of God. So it's not only 7 levels and chakras and going through them takes you to God, but accepting the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, or first begotten, who will bring the revelation and the Word of God to humanity. Without the Son, which went through the eternal divine path and brings the revelation of God to humanity, man would not know the highest will of God. Of course, a lot of people might know a little will of God about them or about the problem they have, but they will not see the importance of the prophets and Messiah to bring the Word of God in the highest level. So that's the eight, and God, of course, is the ninth level. So these two estates has to be recognized and realized by Hinduism and the mystical path, and the seven chakras and koshas and what is in the universal man should be realized and recognized by Judo, Christian, Islamic, Baha'i understanding. So again, we unify the mystical path and their understanding with the Judeo-Christian, Islamic, Baha'i teaching, and brought balance and greater understanding to both sides. That's why, again, none of them has the whole truth. And Lulu is saying, and also on the difference between Son of God and Only Begotten Son. Okay? Yeah, well, Only Begotten Son is the Spirit of God which went through the chaos and eventually reached pure consciousness before the creation. He was begotten. He did not go through the creation the way the rest of the sons of God will go through and will be born in the world and all that as a regular human, but the first begotten son was the Spirit of God which came to man, and that's what the symbolic coming of Christ to man as God and going through the suffering. He symbolizes the going of the Spirit of God before the creation to that chaos. And in the very beginning in the Bible, that there was chaos and the Spirit of God moved over the waters, which went through the chaos and went through the eternal divine path, and eventually reached the light, pure consciousness, and he became the first begotten. So he was begotten to going through that chaos. The Son of God, sons of God are those who will reach pure consciousness or Godhood or reach to the essence as it is explained at the end of the Revelation, that whoever overcometh will become my son. They are not really begotten. They are not the Spirit of God which have gone through the chaos. They are the unit consciousnesses who go toward the chaos and suffering and progress in many lifetimes that eventually reach as the essence of God and become one with the essence, and then they become the Son of God. That's the difference. The difference is the first begotten Son of God was the Spirit of God, which went through the chaos and reached pure consciousness, therefore become begotten Son. The sons of God are those who overcome and eventually become the sons of God. So that's the difference between the two. So by understanding this thing, we can see why the both number 7 and 9 is so important in the spiritual world. 7 is the mystical, the number of mystic and God. That's when humanity becomes connected to God and that essence. But they cannot go there unless they realize the importance of this 8th level, the prophets, the Messiah, the revealer to humanity of the will of God, and God itself, which is the Spirit that resides on the Messiah or the prophet or the revealer of the revelations. With these two understanding brought together, again the teaching of both sides, Judeo-Christian, Islamic, Baha'i teaching will enhance, because they now include chakras and koshas and meditation and seventh level understanding. Of course, yogis have gone through those process and they have brought us many truths about them, how they have gone through every level, what is the pitfall of each level. When you get to the sixth level for the first time, you feel that God is touching you and closing unto you. In seven level, you absolutely get absorbed in God. But of course, very few people have reached that state of liberation. Maybe 2,000 years ago, some did, but after that, you know, it's very hard to get there. And then God creates the history, sends the prophets to guide humanity, and now he says that's why they most of the yogis don't get there, because when they reach there, God says, no, go back. And that is the great souls that have been meditating for the last 2,000 years, and some of them even have got very close to liberation as a yogi. But they have been pushed back to come back here, and now when they hear and see this revelation, they say, oh yeah, this makes sense a lot, because I have been searching for this truth for many lifetimes, and now this truth makes sense. It opens my eyes to a greater reality that I never knew, and now I understand that I couldn't go to God just by meditation. I have to engage myself to come and sublime. I have to sacrifice. I have to surrender and submit to the will of God. Then I become one with God and with His will. Then I have to expand my consciousness to become universalist. And then, of course, I'm an elect. But that doesn't even mean I'm going to go to true consciousness. I might be incarnated again and again until we bring the kingdom of God on earth and accelerate the progress of everybody to pure consciousness. That's why Christ said, I'm the first and the last. It means who is the first is going to go in the last. He's not going to be the first one or to go in. He's the Alpha and the Omega. It's just will not enter Godhood until he sees all the people who have helped for many lifetimes go in first. And then, of course, at the end of this creation, when the original energy was finished and the time for creation to go to back to darkness and stay there for billions of years, he goes in and closes the door. And those who have made it to the pure consciousness will be with them, and those who did not make it cannot and will stay behind. So these two understanding of these all nine levels of consciousness is very important for everybody, for our religion, the creation of the communities of life, and the salvation of humanity. So, with this, we bring again the teaching of Far East with the teaching of the Middle East and West together. And we'll see that the perfection again is revealed to humanity to expand the mind and consciousness in a greater degree, and they are unified. So that is what those two verses are referring to, the eighth level and the ninth level are as important as the first seven level, the chakras and koshas, and the that is what Hindus and Buddhists have to realize. There is actually probably Buddhists is easier for them because they have Buddha. Buddha probably was, you know, a mouthpiece of God at that time. But of course, he really didn't bring in a new religion. He purified in Hindu religion, and he was just sick of so many gods in Hinduism, and that's why he said, "Don't worry about God. Just meditate and know thyself," and that is the goal of life. The goal of life is to reach pure consciousness and know self and become one with God. But without our teachings, you will not make it. You know, even knowing thyself, reach a point that God says, okay, you know yourself a lot. Now go back and teach others about how to know themselves, how to create the comfort of light, how to bring the kingdom of God on earth, and how help them also reach higher consciousness. That's why in our teaching, it is dynamic. It is not escapism. It is not static. It is a dynamic teaching which call you to action, call you to not only meditate, but also engage yourself in the society, in spreading the message, in creation of the common supply, in creation environment that everybody progress physically, mentally, and spiritually, and eventually create an earth that everybody's physiological and safety needs are being taken care of, and a unity will come to humanity, and we will stop wars and destruction, and we accelerate the progress of man in a greater degree ever, and they eventually will reach pure consciousness when many of them will enter to that state of consciousness, and those who have help them eventually will enter that state as well. So it is a teaching that it's the will of God. This is what He wants humanity to do. And that is how the progress will end. And that is the path that He went through Himself. He went through the eternal divine path. He did awaken His spiritual forces. He did realize that, you know, in order to create a good environment, you know, sacrifice is necessary. And it is necessary we know that what is the will of God for us. Okay, we know what the will of God is in general. The will of God in general is to follow eternal divine path, creation of the communities of life, sacrifice for it, surrender and submit to it, and become universalist. Then become elect. Now I'm an elect. What is the will of God for me? I'm a good drawer. Maybe I can draw the greatest sign in a much prettier way or much professional way. I'm a doctor. I can probably come to a community of light and heal a lot of people, you know, and be in the community and have the community that people are not sick anymore and I can help them. Whatever you are, or I can translate the whole door in a different language. That's great service. You will reach so many people, you know, by doing that in your language. And of course, we encourage everybody to learn English because the original teaching have come in English, but not everybody is proficient in this language. So if it's translated to other languages, it's much easier for them to understand it. So now, what is the will of God for me? And recognize the will of God for you under the umbrella of His will for the whole humanity and universe, and submit to it. And say, okay, God wants me to do this. I am submissive to His will under the umbrella of the eternal divine path. So we can see that the system is given very clearly, and we are looking for dynamic people that will understand the teaching and in a greater degree and will get with it, will realize what the will of God is for them under this teaching, and they will come together and will make this teaching to spread all over the earth for every and make them to understand. We need a lot of teachers. We need a lot of people who become the facilitating body. We need the writers, we need doctors, we need professors, we need, you know, lawyers, we need everybody in every level of the life who would like to come and join the community of life and become a part of it and help in any way possible. So these two levels are important to recognize and realize, as it said in our teaching, does God talk to everybody? Yes, in a lower level maybe, because even in dreams, consciousness will give us some answer to our personal problem or psychological problem. But will God give the highest revelations to everyone and talk to them according to God and His ways? No. He will only send it to one person, and that person is the revealer of the will of God, and He has sent six of them so far. And this is the seventh one, and when the seventh one comes, of course, explain everything. And that's exactly what happened. We have explained the will of God, and what was He doing for the last 12,000 years, and what is the eternal divine path, why all the religions of the world are a part of this path, and there is no separation between religions. Actually, they're complementary, they're not contradictory at all. And therefore, if I have not fulfilled all those resume that we went through, you know, half an hour ago or 5 minutes ago, you should not have accepted what I say, no matter how wonderful it sounded. But not only it sounds wonderful, but it explains the will of God. It is based on the Word of God, and it is based on the prophecies and genealogy and all that. And therefore, you have to see that that's how God works. God chooses a man who are born from a woman, and then He reveals the teaching, but that person fulfills the prophecies. If anybody who comes said they are the prophet of God or the Messiah, and they haven't fulfilled the prophecies, and the word is not based on the word of God, and they have not opened the seventh seal, you just say no. It's not according to the way God works. But if waiting for somebody to come from the sky and say, kingdom be and be, that's an illusion, that is a dogma, that is not what Christ taught, and it's not going to happen. It never happened before. And all the prophets came as a regular humans from a woman and brought mission, revelation to humanity. Therefore, those who are waiting, such a thing happened, they can wait for a long time, and it is not going to happen. So, that was a good question, Lou. That was very good. I hope everybody sees how there are nine levels of consciousness. Seventh level is explained with the mystical path, and the two is been emphasized and followed with the Judeo-Christian Islamic Baha'i teaching, and now again they are put together. We have reached the end of our conversation today. Again, this room is for you to go to our website, read though our holiest book or holy book or a scripture, understand our teaching, go to our rooms, listen to them, and if you have questions, you always can come here Saturdays for an hour and a half, and we can discuss them together. God bless, and become a Faravipra. Salam, everybody.